Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of 15 Good Minutes. This is Coach B hanging with the A-Team. JR, how are we today, man?
I'm doing great, man. I just get kind of sad when I see it starts getting dark, staying darker in the morning time, man. You know, I'm used to that light. Come on, man. I'm spoiled.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Freddie, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. Trying to stay cool, pretty much.
JR talked about days getting shorter, which is synonymous with the start of the NFL season. Doesn't start for another week, but we figured we'd do a quick NFL preview show, kind of get everybody in the right mind, because for the next few weeks, at some portion of what we talk about, we're going to be talking about the NFL. So we figured why not get it kicked off with just a couple of thoughts on some things. So AFC East last year, you know, the Bills were first, the Jets were last. I find it interesting that that is the first game of this year, but I'll talk about that in a minute. So all I'm asking at this point is do you believe in the AFC East that the Bills will finish first again and the Jets will be last?
No, I do not believe the Bills will finish first and the Jets will finish last. No, I do not believe that.
JR, same question goes over to you. What do you think?
I think the Bills will finish first, but I don't think the Jets will finish last.
I would say the same thing. I think the Bills will finish first. If the Jets don't finish last, I got them next to last. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the answer, but we'll get to that. Moving to the West, JR, the Chiefs, right? They were first. Denver was last.
Right now, I'm not thinking too much about Garoppolo and the Raiders, but I would say that I think KC will still finish first, and I don't think the Chargers will finish last. I think the Raiders will finish last.
Chargers weren't last. Last year it was the Broncos.
Oh, I thought you said that they were last.
It's okay. All good. You got Raiders last. Freddie, who you got in AFC West first and last?
I think last would be obviously the easiest choice. The Raiders. I think, honestly, and I've told some numerous people this, I think this will be the year we see the decline of Travis Kelce for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think if the Chargers can start charging themselves, they have the pieces to do it. But they keep beating themselves with dumb plays, penalties, whatever. So I'm going to take a gamble and say Denver will finish. Not Denver.
Raiders
finished last, and the Chargers were finished first. Kansas City probably finished two, but
I don't think that's a stretch. I also have the Chargers. I mean, what was it? Was it a 27-point lead they blew? I think in against the Jaguars last year. I thought, again, I think Freddie's 100% right. To me, the Chargers have gotten in their own way. And I'm hoping that was the focus of camp this year. Don't get in your own way. I think they're a good team. I got them winning the West, and I've got Kansas City coming in second. I think it can be an either or for last for me, you know, Raiders or Denver. Moving to the North with you, Freddie, the Bengals finished first. Cleveland was last. Any change that you see in AFC North?
Baltimore and Pittsburgh have improved. So it's really tough. I think I'm going to go out and I'm going to say Cleveland is going to finish last. Why not? It's Cleveland, right? You know, I mean, it's Cleveland.
We love all of our Ohio fans. You know,
and I think I'm going to go with Cincinnati finishing first.
JR, who you got in the North, first and last, AFC?
I still got the Ravens in first and the Browns in last. The Browns last. Cleveland.
I haven't seen a lot of movement in Cleveland either, but I do think, and I thought Freddie was going to pick them too for a minute. I think Baltimore is their division to win or to lose, whatever, right? You know what I mean? I got them going first. Last one here I got is AFC South over to UJR. And basically, it was somebody had to win. And the Jaguars, well, that's somebody at 9-8. Texans were last, 3-13. Any change in that lineup for this season for you?
Yeah, I think it'll be the same. I think it'll be. I like this Colts team, but I don't think they have enough to beat Texas to outbeat Texas for the first place slot.
So you got the Colts moving up to the first slot.
No. I said it won't change. I said I'd like to see the Colts move up to that second spot. I like the new quarterback, but we'll see what happens. But I don't see no change from the Titans. They can hold that spot from game one to the finish.
But the Jaguars finish first.
No, I think Texas is going to finish first.
Okay, that's what I was going to add. I thought you said it was holding. So all right, so you moving the Titans to first or the Texans?
Got me, man. The Texans, DeMarco and Case.
Texans were dead last, so you got them going from last to first. Copy that. Freddie, give me somebody for the AFC South, man.
So I'm going to start with the easier pick of them. I think Jacksonville is going to finish first.
Any of the other three can finish last.
I think Tennessee will finish second because of overall continuity.
Which they did last year, okay.
Which is continuity. I could actually see Houston being second in that division and Indianapolis being last because, one, I don't trust their quarterback, and two, you know, you got the situation with Jonathan Taylor and the owner. They beefing going back and forth. That's a fractured organization right now. And, you know, just yesterday, the owner said, oh, go out, you can seek a trade, you know. So if they trade him, that's really
good. And they will.
You know, he's their best player. You trade him, you know. So I could see Indianapolis finishing last, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've got the Jaguars first and Indy last for pretty much the reason that Freddie said. Jared, I'm going to move you over to the NFC, start at the top, NFC East. It was a pretty tight race down the stretch last year between the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Eagles finished first. My beloved Commanders finished last. Any change in the NFC East from where you're sitting?
No, Eagles will finish. It will finish first. I mean, I think the Giants might do something, but I still think the Eagles will finish first. And the Commanders right now, I mean, they had a nice little preseason, but they ain't going nowhere.
Ready?
Philly is going to probably finish first, barring injury. Mm-hmm. I have Washington finishing third. And the Giants finishing last. I believe it or not, I've been watching Washington's quarterback, Sam Howell. He's very encouraging. With what they have with that defense already, he's very, very encouraging, Washington. If I still lived in the area, I would probably try to check out that, you know, a game this year.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Freddie. I don't have Washington coming in last. I think that I'm not saying it just because the ownership changed and the attitude around the building has changed, but there's a certain energy that they have. And again, I like the quarterback too. He's going to make some mistakes, but you know, even though I know the Giants wrote the big check to their guy, I do have Philadelphia finishing first. But I've got the Commanders coming in third, not last this year. I've got the New York Football Giants coming in last.
You could also say that the change of ownership is what has given that new energy.
I believe that is the case.
So
it's not toxic in the building anymore, right, Freddie? You know what I mean? And right. it's just a good place to come to work. No one's coming in saying, okay, now we know we represent the NFC, but guys are playing happy again. There's an energy. People are showing up early for meetings and practices, all the little things that you need to do to be a good organization. Honestly, I thought that they would maybe, you know, that Ron Rivera would be gone. And I'm not saying that won't happen because, you know, you got Eric in now as the OC and he may be in line for something, but we'll see how it goes. I'm not a big fan of preseason. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
But I do like what I've seen around the building and the camp and the energy. I'm going to give him a little bit of love this year.
But you know what? In saying that, Rivera still has something to do about what the players are doing and not doing. That's not just upper management.
You have him in last. You're saying that it's Rivera,
I'm just saying. I mean, they're playing good. They're playing preseason football. Some teams are playing with starters. Some teams aren't. So okay, he's gonna look good. He's gonna look bad.
No. I'm not basing it on preseason. I'm basing it on everything that happened over the last two or three months.
Yeah. No. I know leadership will give a big boost. You know, but when them guys start getting hit, you know, week by week, weekly, everything changes, you know? So that's just my thought on it. So I think they played well. I'm saying that everything looks up. The attitudes are right. People are saying the right things, but that doesn't equate until you see it on the field. And we haven't even seen game one yet. So
fair enough.
Yes, you know,
Charles got him coming in dead last. May not have a change just yet. Too soon for him. Moving to the NFC West.
Hold on. One last thing.
Yeah.
You got to look at it like this. Everybody in that organization is fighting for their job. It goes from the coaches down to
and I like that.
Except for McLaurin and the two linemen, interior defensive linemen that's been re-signed. Everybody is fighting for their jobs.
Going to the West, Freddie, the 49ers were in first. Cardinals, you mentioned them earlier, were in last.
First, 49ers. Last, Arizona.
JR, same division. Give me a first place and a last place.
The 49ers in Seahawks.
Okay, so the Seahawks going to drop the last in your
Cardinals.
Book?
Cardinals. The last is Cardinals.
Okay. JR, I'm going to move to the NFC North. Give it to you. Okay. The Vikings were first and the Bears were last.
I think the Lions will be first. It's my own opinion. And the Packers will be last.
Freddie, who you got in that same division?
I'm at a toss-up between with first and second. First and second, I think it could flip-flop between Green Bay and Detroit. Minnesota drops to 3. Chicago finishes 3rd.
You mean 4th?
Fourth.
I got you. Yeah, I think I'm gonna give Minnesota. I think it's theirs to lose. I still have them first. However, I have the Packers dropping the last. Chicago moving up. The Lions are going to stay. I'm gonna tell you something there. Freddie mentioned this last year. If y'all don't believe me, go back and check out those episodes. I thought last year Detroit Lions were the most fun team to watch play, and I'm looking forward to them building on that momentum. They were 9-8 and in second place in that division, right? Coming from a place that was just, you talk about toxic environments and things not working out for them cats. I'd love to see that energy and hope they can come back and do that. Freddie, because it's your division, I'm going to give you the NFC South. Give me a first and last place team in the NFC South, Freddie.
First place, based off of what we see, will be the Saints. Second place would probably be the Falcons. Third would be Carolina. And fourth would be Tampa.
JR, same division. Yep. What do you got, man? Any different?
Saints won, Buccaneers last.
I don't have one for this, but I really think they are all even. So that's kind of what we wanted to do today is throw these out. We're going to be doing some stuff throughout the year with the NFL, you know, as things start to shape up, we get more information on who's healthy, who's not healthy in terms of how these divisions and these conferences are going to play out. But we wanted to tee that up because you got another week to get ready before we check out. Freddie, you got anything to say today, buddy?
What's the young lady, the track athlete? Fastest woman in the world.
What's her name?
Richardson.
Carrie Richardson.
You know, congratulations to her.
Well done.
You know, and coming back from, you know, the situation she had, I just want her to, you know, be humble and because when you start going after the media, you know, there's so many people in the, you know, players in the media that can kind of spin things on you. And some people in the media, they look for you to,
they bait you,
you know, they look for, and you, you know, you refusing to talk to those individuals, you know, just be humble and be kind. And, you know, those that wrote you off, you know, that's the prime opportunity to really talk to him now. Like, let him know, yeah, I'm still nice. Good luck to her and all her endeavors going forward.
Well said. Well said. JR, you got anything to say today?
Well, since we didn't mention it, yeah, I got something to say about these rule changes.
In what sport?
Football.
Okay. Go for it.
Which one?
I think we spoke about last week about the kickoff, a fair catch. You know, I kind of like, get it, but don't get it, you know, because if you have a fair catch and it's deep in the zone, does the quarterback not get credit for that deep kick? You know what I'm saying? Because it comes out to the 20, 25. Okay. Well, it's, I don't know. I still think it.
What other rules you got that's rubbing you the wrong way, man? Talk to me.
The option pass. I think we spoke about that. The quarterback.
We didn't. What is it? What is the option pass? Talk to me.
I thought we did. We talked about the quarterback, the play action. He can't. The guy has to be behind him or the side of him in order, so he can't do that fake to the front and run.
Who can't run? The quarterback.
The quarterback. So here's what they said it was. Okay, for any handoff on a read option play, the quarterback must hand the ball to the runner either parallel to him or behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what it's saying. Other than that, it's a forward pass or forward lateral. So to me, that takes away from the quarterback, because you know how they juke and.
We're talking about RPO here, though, right? So I can still fake the RPO and throw it. They didn't take that away, did they?
No.
Okay, I don't think you get a clarification.
You know what I'm saying? RPO, if the three of us were going, I'm waiting to see what the defense is going to do, whether I'm going to hand it. But if I don't hand it to Freddie, I can still do the P of the RPO and pass it to you, JR, and we're good to go. Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
That was my P trying to read it during the week. I was like trying to figure that out. And I just thought that it took away from the quarterback being able to fake. I think the other one is trying to cut back on time, the kickoff, time wasted or whatever.
Nah, I thought it was the impact.
Safety.
I read it was about safety as well.
Safety and impact.
No, the guy that's catching the ball standing still and you coming at 45 miles an hour.
They could still make a rule and let him just call a fair catch.
That's what they're doing, though, right?
Why are they bringing it out, though? Why are they giving him yardage? That's what I want.
Ball comes out at the 25.
We'll have to look it up because our clock is ticking. JR had something to say. Now he got us all down this rabbit hole. We will figure it out for you guys before we get going. Hopefully all you guys will have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. We're out.
Later.
Later.